Let's hit the big red button. From NPR Music and All Songs Considered, it's our Fall Music Preview 2008. So we get the old gang together again. Tom Moon, you finished. You did it. 1,000 recordings to hear before you die. You wrote a book. You're on tour, and that's why you're in Seattle.
Yeah.
I'm halfway through your book, by the way, and I did that all in a week, and now I haven't gotten a chance to get back to it.
You're the only person I know of that has actually started at the beginning and done that.
One of the best musical bathroom books ever.
Yeah. Do you hear that a lot, Tom?
Hey, that's high praise.
That is high praise.
You and Uncle John's reader.
And we have Meredith Oakes. You're in New York City, a DJ for Sirius Satellite Radio, a talk show host, in fact, and hanging out with a lot of trucks these days.
Yeah, I can't seem to get away from big rigs, and why would I want to?
So what kind of stereo systems they have on big rigs?
Well, of course, they all have satellite radio because they could take it with them from Portland, Maine to Portland, Oregon, which you never could before satellite radio.
That is amazing.
It is. It's changed the way they listen to music, the way they talk to one another, the way they call into talk shows. They can just take a show with them all the way across country and back. It's pretty remarkable. But I have been riding in a big truck through Missouri and Oklahoma and Texas, and man, you get addicted to it. Everybody said you're going to get diesel in your blood, and I was like, yeah, right. And I am. I love it. You're high up off the highway. You see everything. It's just really fun.
That's cool. And Will Hermes, you're in, where are you, in New Paltz?
I'm in New Paltz, New York.
Great. And you're on Skype with us today. What are you writing for these days? I've lost track.
Well, I've been doing a lot of work for Rolling Stone lately. I actually wrote about one of the records that we're going to talk about today, TV on the Radio. And you guys, and I've been teaching a lot of journalism at the college up here in New Paltz.
Very cool.
It's been keeping me busy and working on a book about New York City in the mid-70s, the music scenes, the multiple music scenes there.
You mentioned TV on the Radio, and that to me is one of the most exciting records coming out in this fall season. This is a fall look ahead, and so why don't we start there? Will Hermes, why don't you tell us a little about TV on the Radio? We'll get to a cut and come back and talk some more.
Okay, well, they're a band who are based in Brooklyn, New York. They put out a record called Return to Cookie Mountain in 2006, which is a really interesting sort of mix of sort of like soul music with very atmospheric post-punk, almost like the Cocteau Twins or some of those really atmospheric British groups of the 80s. Just an odd combination and really, really alluring. And this record, I think, does all the interesting and unusual things that they do, but the songs are poppier, the beats are sharper.
Well, let's listen to something. Let's listen to the lead-off track. What's that one called?
Halfway Home.
Great. Well, that sounds, the voice and the way the phrasing is, sounds like it could be a British folk record.
It's got Eno in it, too. It reminds me of Before and After Science a little bit.
Yeah, and that ba-ba-ba-ba-bum chorus is, that's lifted straight out of Surfin' Bird, isn't it? That song by the Trashmen, that 60s garage tune, which was, of course, itself stolen from doo-wop songs by the Rivingtons, Papa Uma Mau and Birds the Word, who were, it should be noted, a African-American group from New York City. So I don't know if this was intentional, but somehow I think it probably was, knowing these guys.
Well, what else happens on this record? This is a great opening cut. You want to just, could we just take a quick sampling through? Maybe, Robin, you want to just, or unless, Will, you have a particular cut?
I like, can I jump in?
Oh,
I like,
sure.
Yeah,
Dancing Chews. Track three called Dancing Chews, C-H-O-O-S-E instead of Dancing Shoes. There's these songs are all very concise, but they're exploded arrangement-wise, and this one has something in it that reminds me of Bowie.
From his boots to his pants, to his comments and his rants, he knows that any little article will do. Though he expresses some confusion about his part in the plan, and he can't understand that he's not in command. The decision's underwritten by the cash in his hand, bought a sweater for his woman right or two. Now I'm no madman, but that's insanity. He's before feminine, more before family. Goes and shows up with more bowls and more cups, and the ride from the last hot meal erupts. Corrupts his hard drive to the leanest months, shells out the hard cash for the sickest stunts. On aftershave, on gasoline, he flips the page and turns the scene. In my mind I'm drowning butterflies, broken dreams and alibis. That's fine. I've seen
wow. This is, you know, Gnarls Barkley and Beck and TV on the Radio.
Yeah. Is that rap rock? If that's rap rock, then I'm all for rap rock.
Yeah, right. The Roots, it also has a little bit of that last Roots record vibe in it, too.
Good stuff.
And what you were saying, Tom, about it being Bowie-influenced, I think Bowie and Prince are two artists who kind of mush black and white music styles together.
And they run all through this record. I hear them both running in parallel all the way through.
Hmm.
Yeah, in different ways and different tunes.
What's Brian Eno's role in this record?
He's not actually involved in the record, but it does sound like he is.
Oh, I thought Tom said he was.
No, I said it reminded me of Before and After Science.
Gotcha.
But he's involved as a special, you know, sort of honorary influence.
I see. Okay, great.
Maybe he's credited somewhere in the uh-huh. back.
And their thanks.
We'll never see because, you know, we download everything now.
So. That's right.
there is no information accompanying any record anymore.
So people who wrote liner notes in the 90s are just sitting on the unemployment line now.
So sad.
Sad.
Yeah.
But they have their iPods on. There's a new record by the Kaiser Chiefs, Meredith Oakes. They did
so
a really nice pop record a couple of years ago.
They've been taking their Ramones multivitamins on this one. I reviewed the first Kaiser Chiefs record for NPR, Employment. I loved it. And they're a young band. They got together when they were really young. Like, I think they met when they were 11 or 12. But they've been together for more than 10 years. And this is their third CD. And Mark Ronson produced it, the producer, DJ, label impresario, the guy who brought you Amy Winehouse and Lily Allen.
Wow.
And Lily Allen is on the first, well, she's on the record, and I know she's on the first single.
Well, that's who that female was. I didn't have the liner notes, so what do I know?
It's Lily
Allen.
She
sounded familiar.
You got to talk to Mark Ronson. He can do no wrong.
He's been a DJ on our show.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
But I really like this. It sounds like they have been listening to some Ramones. I mean, they always had some punk and new wave influence, but this one sounds sort of Ramones-y to me. And I love the first single. It's called Never Miss a Beat. It skewers the idiocracy that we know is happening here. And now I'm relieved to know it's also happening in the UK. I didn't know that. Now I know, thanks to the Kaiser Chiefs.
Great. Let's listen.
It's cool.
we're talking about fall records. This sounds like a summer song that could have been on AM radio if people still listen to AM radio.
Which is something that Will was just talking about in referencing the 60s, which the Kaiser Chiefs are kind of doing here, which Mark Ronson does, of course, on his other records. I think maybe this is part of what's going on here as he produced this. But in their little vocal, you know, that reminded me of the Ramones, I think. And the Ramones were looking back to the 60s when they made records in the 70s. Kaiser Chiefs are now doing it in the new millennium. So it's all one happy timeline of music.
Yeah. And I bet you that TV on the radio got that version of Surfin' Bird via the Ramones as opposed to the Trash Man.
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, you sent me a cut from the Streets, and boy, that was... The first cut was so funny. It was a phrase which was something like, I go to heaven for the weather and I go to hell for the company, right?
Exactly. Hell sounds like fun to me. This is Mike Skinner is a young British MC, which... is incongruous right there, because the fact that there are British rappers strikes a lot of people as odd. He hasn't only created a distinctly British form of rapping, but he's also just a great storyteller. But on this record, he, after doing, you know, having a great success with songs about getting stoned and going to nightclubs or having a cell phone conversations with girlfriends and just sort of workaday kind of themes, he's really taking on big themes like good versus evil and religion and what's the meaning of life. It's and yet he still does it in a very funny kind of every bloke sort of way.
That's a good way to put it.
But is this the last Streets record?
That's what he's saying. I don't know. I guess he wants to, it might be the second to last one. He said he wants to retire the persona of the Streets and move on to maybe write films or something. And the guy's such a great storyteller. I say, go for it, Mike Skinner.
Good. Let's hear some. Here's a record that comes out on the 7th of October. The name of the CD is called Everything is Borrowed. And this is Mike Skinner, known as The Streets. We'll put full versions of these songs up online. We're listening to Mr. Skinner. We're listening to The Streets.
Boy, it's like that Twilight Zone where the gambler dies and he thinks he's gone to heaven, but then he keeps winning and it turns out he's actually in hell.
Great hook. God, what a classic hook right there, though. You could hear like the Pogues back in the day doing that song or something.
Yeah, or it sounded like something from Godspell, you know, like one of those kind of pop gospel musicals.
It does a little bit.
I was listening today, earlier we played a whole bunch of rockin' records, and Lucinda Williams has a new record out that starts out with a good kick.
Wow. She's in love.
Is that
is
what
she?
It is?
She's in love and she's happy. You listen to this record.
She's happy,
think,
yeah.
You think she's in love. She's so happy she covered an AC/DC song on this record.
Should we start
That's how
there?
Happy she is.
Why don't we start there? Just let's listen a little bit of how happy she is.
It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll.
Yeah.
Riding down the highway, going to a show. Stopping all the byways, playing rock and roll, getting robbed, getting stoned, getting beat up.
Who'd have thunk it, the person who like labored over her records like nuts for years.
Well, but then there's a very clear like line down Lucinda's career, the like pre-Car Wheels on a Gravel Road and post-Car Wheels, where she's put a record out very frequently since that time.
Yeah.
I think this one is though the probably the best one of that cluster. Really vibrant record. Much of it about being in the music business. There's a song a couple before this one called Rarity, I think it is, that's just talking about, you know, how hard it is to have a career, and it's a beautiful song.
There's like more of everything on this record. There's more rock, there's deeper blues, there's Memphis horns, there's great guitar playing on this record. She's always had great guitar players around her. She had Dwayne Jarvis for a long time and Kenny Vaughan and a bunch of guys. But Doug Pettibone is on this record and he's smoking all over it. Really good guitar playing. Also, she's got the duet that she's been doing with Elvis Costello live for the last couple years, which is great. Jailhouse Tears.
Oh, yeah. You want to
really
hear
good.
That?
Well, you know what? I really want to play Real Love because it's just such a good song, and it opens the record, and you just totally know where she's at from this opening cut.
Okay.
Yeah, that song with Elvis is a little campy, I thought.
It is. It's very dramatic.
Sort of a trailer trash bitch fest.
And both of their voices are so exaggerated.
All right,
that
now we got to play. Let's just play 30
right.
seconds. Everyone's going to want to know it. Here, let's hear it.
Okay.
Let's hear the Elvis Costello cut, which is cut number... And then we'll come back and play the opening cut. We'll do it all backwards. We start at the end, we work to the middle, we go to the top.
I'm crying.
That's not it.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
Keep it going.
Will, you and I are going to rock this karaoke style.
That's a great imitation, Will.
I know you went downtown. They locked me up and you locked me out. You tried to steal my truck, but that's not what this is about.
They're both so melodramatic. It's really great.
I just went to the corner to get a cold six pack. You're a drunk, you're a stoner, you never came back.
Okay.
You get the idea.
Indeed. Right. Let's go to that lead off cut. That was
They've been doing that live for, I've seen it several times done live, so I was happy to see it appear on this record.
Great. So now the opening track, we've worked our way backwards to the top of the new Lucinda Williams record, which is called Little Honey.
Thank you.
when our producer Robin Hilton saw the title Real Love, thought maybe she covered a Beatle tune. And then I saw the title, which was a cut called Well, 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 and I thought she covered the John Lennon song Well, Well, Well from his first solo record.
Well, but, did you know she covered AC/DC?
But I didn't know until I got there.
And I saw the song title Honeybee, and I thought she'd covered Honey Pie from the White Album. But
it's a covers record, really.
That is a nasty song, though, Honeybee.
She does at least one a record.
Yeah, one very, very explicit song about sex on many of her last few records.
Well, it gives any woman who's afraid to turn 50 hope. She's like the canary in the coal mine for all of us. I love that Real Love song. That's probably my favorite. It's such a simple song, but it's like the one that caught my ear, and it's my favorite since Car Wheels.
Really? When I heard that, I thought it was a bit shallow, and I liked... I love Essence.
Well, I like the guitar and the groove. You know, maybe what she's singing about, maybe not as deep as she usually goes emotionally, but it's kind of nice to hear her just rocking.
I guess. I look to her for something else, and I look to AC/DC for the other, I suppose.
Can't you imagine her in Angus Young short pants? Come on.
But there's stuff on this record that's very thoughtful as well.
That's right.
There are parts of this record that are very thoughtful and sort of hark back to the pre-Car Wheels on a Gravel Road period. And I think some of that is very interesting because it is light in the way that this rock stuff that you're talking about is light, but lyrically very deep.
If Wishes Were Horses is a song that I just love, and that's a pretty deep song.
The record comes out by Lucinda Williams, comes out on the 14th of October. We're looking at fall releases with Will Hermes, Tom Moon, Meredith Oakes, and coming soon, yet another in the Bootleg series, Volume 8, Bob Dylan. It's called The Telltale Signs. Who's heard this?
I've heard one disc of it. It gathers stuff from 1989 to 2006, which means Time Out of Mind, Love and Theft, Modern Times, and Oh Mercy. So the most recent Dylan work.
Wow.
And it's this first disc, it's one of these packages that they're going to sell a bunch of different ways. There's going to be a two-disc version with 27 songs on it. Then there's a three-disc version with more stuff. And I think there's even a 4-LP version of some of the same things. It's one of these confusing, like, for-the-fans kind of packages.
And I was a real skeptic when I put this on. I love Time Out of Mind. I liked Modern Times. But, you know, outtakes are outtakes, and yeah, it's Dylan. But I put it on, I played the first cut, and I was completely in love with what I was hearing.
Some of the stuff from Oh Mercy really surprised me. The alternate take of Dignity is amazing. There's an alternate take where it's like a folk version of that song most of the time.
Yeah, I think
from
it's just
Mercy.
Piano, right?
Yeah, or it might be piano and guitar. It's very spare. It's just crazy good, and he's an amazing voice for what we know of his voice now.
Let's play a little of Mississippi. Let's play a little bit of Dignity, and we'll come back and talk.
Step of the way, we walk the line. Your days are numbered, so are mine. Time is piling up, we struggle and we scrape. All boxed in, nowhere to escape. City's just a jungle, more games to play. We're trapped in the heart of it, trying to get away. I was raised in the country, been working in the town. Been in trouble since I set my suitcase down. Ain't got nothing for you, had nothing before. Don't even have anything for myself anymore. Sky's full of fire, the pain is pouring down. There's nothing you can sell me, I'll see you around. My powers of expression and thoughts so sublime, they'd never do you justice in reason or rhyme.
only one thing I did wrong. Stayed in Mississippi a day too long.
Okay.
Chills, right?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. What a great version of that song.
Yeah, you can hear that song a million different ways, and it works every way.
Let's give a listen to that cut, Dignity, we talked about, which was a record he did with Daniel Lanois. Beautifully, well, I think it's beautifully produced. Not my favorite songs. I love the sound of the record. But here, this is a piano demo of a song called Dignity.
Man looking at a shining steel, thin man looking at his last meal, holler man looking in a cotton field for dignity, wise man looking in a blade of grass, a young man looking in the shadows that pass, poor man looking through painted glass for dignity. Somebody got murdered on New Year's Eve. Somebody said dignity was the last to leave. Went into the cities, went into the towns, to the land of the midnight sun. Searching high, searching low, searching everywhere I know. Asking the cops wherever I go, have you seen dignity? Blind man breaking out of a trance, puts both his hands into the pockets of chance, hoping to find one circumstance of dignity. Stranger stares down into the light from a platinum window in the Mexican night, searching every blood-sucking thing in sight for dignity. I went down where the vultures feed, would have gone deeper, but there wasn't any need. Heard the tongues of angels and the tongues of men. It all sounded no difference to me.
Wow.
There's actually two versions of that song on this set. There's another version with the band where it's sort of a rockabilly.
This is the Cajun one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was what I think he called a disaster, the Cajun version. I haven't heard disc two yet. I've only been through disc one. So there's a chance that NPR may be the ones to premiere this two-disc set on the 30th of September, streaming at our website.
Wow.
And,
cool.
So we're just waiting to hear. And, of course, take a peek on the 30th. Our newsletter, we'll put that out in our newsletter for folks who subscribe to the newsletter at npr.org/allsongs. Look for the link to the newsletter. And if we're going to stream the two-disc set, and you can hear it here first, we'll put it in our newsletter. I'd like to actually pick one. I've only picked one in this fall preview. I was actually having trouble. I don't know if it was my mood, but I kept tossing things aside and saying, for me, it was a lot of records that I heard that I liked the music for, but wasn't crazy about the lyrics. And maybe that's putting too much hope into this next song, which is by a group called Blitzen Trapper, a band from Portland, Oregon. Anybody heard this record called Fur?
Yeah, I quite like it. I don't really know anything about him other than I'm engrossed in this record.
Carrie Brownstein, who does a blog for NPR called Monitor Mix, she turned me on to this group, highly sings their praises, and for good reason. There's a nice folky vibe on the record. In the way I'm in love with Fleet Foxes, I could find, I've only listened to this record about a half a time. I haven't been through the entire record yet. But I could find that that folk love in the Blitzen Trapper record. So let's give it a listen.
Yeah.
This is Fur, the title track.
Yeah, when I was only 17, I could hear the angels whispering. So I drove into the woods and wandered aimlessly about until I heard my mother shouting through the fog. It turned out to be the howling of a dog, or a wolf to be exact. The sound sent shivers down my back, but I was drawn into the pack, and before long,
they allowed me to join in and sing their song. So from the cliffs and higher still, yeah, we would gladly get our fill, howling endlessly and shrilly at the dawn. And I lost the taste for judging right from wrong. For my flesh had turned to fur, yeah, and my thoughts they surely were turned to instinct and obedience to God. You can wear your fur like a river on fire, but you better be sure if you're making God a liar. I'm a rattlesnake, babe, I'm like fuel on fire. So if you're gonna get made, don't be afraid of what you've learned.
That'll take me out of my funk.
Wow. I like how it sounds. That's great. Like he was launched into space halfway in the middle of the song.
Like he was on Skype.
Exactly.
So I'll listen to the rest of this record, but we'll put that cut online. I think we'll be hearing more from Blitzen Trapper. It's Blitzen like Blitzen. What am I going to say? Blitzen like the reindeer? I don't know.
Like the reindeer.
And Trapper like the fur catcher. And Fur, which is the title of the record, has two R's. You can't spell everything right anymore.
You have to spell it wrong. You have to.
Yeah. That's like Dear Science with the comma after science for the TV on the radio.
Oh, is that right? I'm not seeing liner notes. What do I know?
Yeah, don't forget the comma.
Don't forget that comma.
A singer and songwriter from somewhere else, from Brazil, Milton Nascimento, has been making records for an awfully long time. I'd only guess that he's got 25 albums out, but he's got a new record out. It's called Novas Bussas.
Yes, that's right. Milton's one of, I think, the great voices of all time. Elise Regina, the late singer from Brazil, said that she felt like she was hearing God singing when he sang. And he's been away from the U.S. market for a long time. Blue Note's putting out this record, and it's mostly material that was written by the great bossa nova pioneer Antonio Carlos Jobim. There are a couple of Milton's own songs on it, and it almost doesn't matter what Milton chooses to sing because his voice is so pure and such a singular kind of voice that you almost go with it no matter what. The disappointment about this record is that it's somewhat overproduced in terms of the trio itself is trying to sort of modernize, quote-unquote, these songs, and the arrangements at times get very cluttered, but there are a few tunes where it's just perfectly mellow and right, and you really get the essence of Milton, and it's just been too long since we've had new music from Milton in any form.
Overproduction is something that's plagued Milton Nascimento's records for really years. He's made a handful of amazingly beautiful records. So it's good to hear that the production on this is a little bit more stripped down on some tracks.
And could use to be even a little more, right? Is that what you were saying, Tom?
Yeah, and also just that the arrangements are a little busy, and the songs are so streamlined to begin with that all you have to do is sort of get out of the way and let the melodies take over. And when Milton does that, it's transcendent.
Are these his songs, do we know?
Well, we mark this year the 50th anniversary of the bossa nova, so this is Milton's
ow.
Sort of tip of the hat to that.
Why did and you say most ow? Of the, wait a minute.
Just 50 years seems like a long time.
I thought you said ow, but
I thought he heard
Skype
himself.
Made you say
yeah, right. It's that audio torture device that Bob's been some studios have a cough button. Bob has an ow button.
We take the W's off of every word, and it just gets more entertaining. So,
you're preparing for 2009. Take right. The W out of every word.
Just call me ill.
What do you want to hear? Ill.
That's his rap name now, Ill.
That's right, Little Ill.
What cut should we play, Tom?
If you want a Jobim, it's Chega de Saudade.
Okay.
Track 9.
Great.
Find me tristeza e diz a ela que sem ela não pode ser. Diz-lhe numa prece que ela regresse, porque eu não posso mais sofrer. Chega de saudade, a realidade é que sem ela não há paz, não há beleza, é só tristeza e a melancolia que não sai de mim, não sai de mim, não sai de mim, não sai.
Yeah, he's got that voice. No question.
I love hearing the word saudade. It just is so saudade. Kind of like sadness, isn't it, Tom?
Yeah, it's like bittersweet sadness.
It's like that saudade that's in the music of Portugal.
Portugal, in the same. Exactly.
Fado music. It's just sort of the same, all coming.
Sweet sadness.
Yeah. It's a Brazilian influence for sure. Well, listen, now it's time to play you a piece of music that you don't know what it is, and someone's got to guess it.
Oh, I
here
thought
we go.
That was it.
Just name that tune.
That's right. All mics open. First hint, Meredith has picked this band before. The second hint, the record is called Heart On. That's it. H-E-A-R-T. All right, here on All Songs Considered, we're playing the Eagles of Death Metal for the very second time.
Have you come to the Eagles of Death Metal, Bob?
I haven't, but Robin's twisted my arm.
Okay, but, I didn't think
but,
so.
But it's goofy enough. I'm ready for it. Let's hear
it
a little more.
It sounds really good.
The song's called How Can a Man with So Many Friends Feel So Lonely by the Eagles of Death Metal.
How's
on the
that
record.
For lyrics for you?
Heart on. Or heart on.
You were looking
Glabby.
For meaningful words, Bill.
there we go. And I skipped right over them. How did I do that? Okay. Meredith Oakes, what do you got? You got something for us?
Yeah, very much like the Eagles of Death Metal, Jolie Holland.
Ah, yes, of course.
I know you love Jolie Holland.
Founding I do member love of, Jolie Holland.
Right. Who would not love her?
I love her too.
Do you love her too, Tom?
I love her too.
Okay. Will does.
I think
Tom.
We all love her.
I want to make sure we're all on the same side of the table here. Founding member of the Be Good Tanyas, and then she went off and did her own thing. She's very jazzy. She dips deep into rural blues and parlor music. But on this CD, her new CD, it's more indie rock. She has M. Ward on here. She has M. Ward's drummer, Rachel Blumberg. She's got Mark Rebo playing on this thing. She still has that quality to her voice, that like sad, aching quality. But it's like, you know, she's brought it full on indie rock into it now.
The new Jolie Holland, I've yet to hear this.
This song's called Palmyra. This is her New Orleans post-Katrina Ninth Ward song.
Great, let's listen.
Only a few old petals left on the rose that touched your hand. My little heart is a graveyard, it's a no. land. You could tell I didn't care. You kept pushing till I did. Woke up in a pit of despair on your bed, and I wondered how I could do without you. How absurd, how absurd.
This is good. What a great surprise.
Yeah, isn't it?
She's got a band.
She's got a band. It's more modern sounding. Her voice is still this incredible instrument, but and she's still got some of the elements of the deep roots music that she's into, but it sounds more contemporary, and it all works together really well.
That was Jolie Holland. Will Hermes, we have just a few minutes left. The Kasai All-Stars. This is a crazy, wonderful record. Let's take us out on this and tell us just a bit about it.
They are another band from Kinshasa in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, where there seem to be a whole lot of modernized traditional bands. Kanono Number One are a band that I think we've played before. Bjork used them on her last record. The thing that makes these guys different, in addition to using hand drums and thumb pianos, is they use electric guitars, but it's still one of the strangest sounding mixes of percussion and voices and guitars I've ever heard. It's just addictive.
Great. The CD is called In the Seventh Moon, comes out on the 23rd of September. All these songs we'll put online for you to hear. And it's been great having you all back.
It's great to be back.
Thanks for having us.
You bet.
Yeah.
Tom, good luck on your book tour. Meredith, good luck on your truck tour.
Thank you.
If we cross paths, that will be the best.
I'll try not to run over you.
Yeah, really. Wave from the big rig, you know?
I'll be like, Tom Moon is on the grill of my big rig.
Oh.
So I'll try not to, I promise. Awesome. I'm barely learning how to drive the things.
Hey, Bob.
Yes.
Do we have a minute for me to actually read the full title of this album? Because I think it's the best album title
okay.
of the year.
If we don't, goodbye, everybody else. I don't know if those other studios are just going to cut off. But Will won't because he's Skype. So thanks again. Go for it, Will.
It's called In the Seventh Moon, the Chief Turned into a Swimming Fish and Ate the Head of His Enemy by Magic.
I'm ready for it. Hit it.